are the key players for Delhi. I'm particularly excited, and you've talked about him already, about seeing Unmuk Chand. I've read about his sort of centuries recently in the under-19, so looking forward to see how he performs on this sort of step up. Underrated player for me is the West Indian all-rounder Andre Russell. Don't know how much of a chance he'll get, but for me, if he plays, he could be a key player. I think he's scored a half century, so number 9 in the order in One Day International, so might just be able to balance the team up a bit. But are there any other players for you that you think that you'd be looking out for to really perform for Delhi this year?
I think you have to look at Irfan Pathan. I mean, whatever side he is and wherever he's playing, you have to keep an eye on him. And especially India, you know, you talk about the Indian setup with regards to Unmuk Chand. I think Irfan Pathan also has a very crucial role to play. India have to play in Champions Trophy. They have to play in England. They have to go to South Africa. They have so many test duels following up. So if Irfan Pathan can have a good run going from here on in, and you can keep himself in the limelight, you know, he could be a really good player. And this is where it counts, because there's no lack of limelight for when the IPL is concerned. You know, he could be playing in domestic cricket. He could not be taking any wickets. You know, nobody will perhaps notice as much as they will see, you know, a few good performances in the IPL. You know, yes, he'll only be bowling 4 overs and all. But, you know, I think that the bowlers, despite the fact that they bowl only 4 overs in a match, the preparation, you know, they have going into a match, that also gets them into a rhythm. So it'll be interesting to see if Irfan Pathan can build a rhythm in this particular tournament. And that is where I think it'll be very, very... he could be a very crucial player for India in the next couple of years. And this is where it really begins for Irfan Pathan. Moving on from Irfan Pathan, I think the other couple of players who could make a difference, Umesh Yadav. India will hope that the all Indian fans, not just the Delhi fans, they will hope that he's back to full fitness and bowling again. As perhaps compared to, the bowling attack, just talking about the Delhi Daredevils, no international plans there. I think Shahbaz Nadeem, he's picked up 43 wickets in the domestic season this year. He was impressive, very impressive in the IPL last year. And you have Dewan Mendes also coming in. He is a sort of an all-rounder. And you have Rolf van der Merwe. Now, because Irfan Pathan is there, and because Jesse Ryder is missing and Kevin Peters is missing, perhaps Delhi will rely a little more on their all-rounders. You might get to see Rolf van der Merwe playing a little more, Dewan Mendes playing a little more, you know, substituting for somebody like Kevin Peterson there. Not in terms of their explosive batting, but the balance of the side. Somebody like a Shahbaz Nadeem will also have a huge role to play, because the Delhi pitch, the Kotla pitch, will play slow and low as it traditionally does. And this is where the spinners will really, really matter a lot.
Now, if we move on to predictions for Delhi, Chetan, I think the last 2 years I've sort of gone out on a limb and predicted that Delhi would go on to win. I don't think I'm quite as confident this time around. As you say, they've lost Peterson, they've lost Jesse Ryder, Ross Taylor as well. Where would you have them finishing?
I think they're top three players. And when I say top three players, Virendra Sehwag, David Warner and Mahila Jayawardene, they'll have to fire. And, they'll have to fire consistently, because Kevin Peterson really carried the team. He carried the team so far ahead, he just, you know, shot them up towards the league table. And because this league table was very close last year, and Delhi were very comfortable, you know, if you remember, Kolkata Knight Riders came from behind, Delhi were there on the top. And, that was all Kevin Peterson, that was all his doing. But again, they missed him in the knockouts, they failed in the knockouts. So it's going to be a massive challenge for the top three players and top three batsmen of Delhi Devils to replicate that sort of form, replicate that sort of explosive form. For all their hardcore fans, they'll still want to see Delhi Devils in the knockouts. I think they'll just miss out on the knockouts this year.